and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hey, Mark, what's going on today?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you you having me on. So here's the deal. My wife uses her handicap tag to park in handicap spots, and, you know, she got a tag a while back for having broken bones, and her bones have long since healed. And I'm just embarrassed that, you know, we pull up into these handicap spots, which are actually probably used for people that are actually handicapped or need them, and she comes, you know, strolling out of the car, everything's fine, and, you know, it's not that big a deal for her to walk an extra 100 feet into wherever we're going.
I could understand how that would be embarrassing and make you uncomfortable.
How does she still have it if she's okay now and she doesn't need it anymore?
It's like
it's not expired yet.
Right.
She's saying basically if it's not expired, why not keep using it? I'm like, well, that's just not fair. I mean, if there's two handicap spots and somebody then has a wheelchair or a walker or something and needs to get in and we're just, you know, strolling up like nothing's wrong, I mean, it's just not cool.
I just can't imagine that anybody would do that. Let's get her on the phone, okay?
I appreciate it. Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Lily.
Yes, this is Lily.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hi.
Hey, Lily. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your husband who tells us that he's a bit embarrassed. Even though your bones have healed, you're still using your handicap tag before it expires as issued by your doctor. What's going on here?
So wait, Mark called you and told you guys that?
That is correct.
Have you really been doing that? Like you don't need it and you're still using it?
I don't know. I'm going to do it with my husband. I had like a small accident, like it's only been a year. So yeah, I'm still using the tag when I park places.
Yeah, but he says that you're walking so just weird. Fine now and you're all healed up.
No, I mean, I still have pain and like I'll park maybe for like 10 minutes just to like pop in and out of a store. He's always getting on me about this. It's not like I hog a spot like all day long.
Yeah, but I mean, what if somebody with a real ailment pulls up and needs to use that spot, right? I mean, you understand how that sounds?
Well,
you're like,
just
for a minute. But they're living with that ailment forever. But you're right, just for a minute, for your convenience.
Well, listen, if they asked me to move out of the spot, like, I definitely would, but that's never come up yet.
Somebody's going to ask you to move? How are they going to ask you to move when they think you're handicapped and you're not handicapped? There's nothing wrong with you.
Okay, so let's just put this out there yet again. I tell you this all the time, Mark. The doctor told me, like, it's still within my legal capacity to have one. I listen to him, like, I trust his opinion, so I'm going to keep using one.
Yeah, okay, but you're not in pain. I know you're not in pain. I remember when you were in pain and there was pain and now you're not in pain. You're just abusing the fact that you can park 100 feet closer to a store. Babe, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's again, like I just told them here on the radio, it's only been a year. So, like, get back to me about this in like 3 years. Yeah, maybe that would be a little weird, but.
A year, but you're milking this. You're absolutely milking this.
The
doctor doesn't know how long it takes people to heal. He's just going
to
give you the tag for X amount of time just to be safe. But you're beyond that. I mean, if you had a day of pain and you wanted to use it, that's one thing. You used it every day.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Lily. If your doctor's saying you're not fully healed yet and wants you to keep taking advantage and not walking long periods, then, Mark, leave her alone. She's doing what her doctor's telling her to do. But they may see your side, Mark, and say, Lily, if you're really feeling better and you know in your heart that you probably are okay, then you're kind of abusing the fact that you have a handicap sticker. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Definitely. Hopefully they'll see, you know, I'm trusting my doctor. I'm not a self-centered person. Yeah.
All right. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on? Star 99.9.
Lily, after she had broken some bones in her feet and her ankles and stuff like that last year, was issued a handicap sticker. Her husband says she's doing a ton better, and he's embarrassed by the fact that she still uses it. But her argument is the doctor told me to and told me to keep using it and that I'm still in recovery mode. What do you think about this? We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Dominique, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the husband's side. I think that she is absolutely crazy to think that it's okay to continue to use this handicap sticker. Like, you cannot do that. There's people that actually need that spot. If you're fine, don't use it.
The way I look at it is this, is that, you know what? I bet she does still have some pain and aggravation from the injury and it hasn't expired. But my thought is this, is that if you are not the most injured person in the room, if you're not using the scooter inside the store, if you're walking to and from and into work and, you know, through your house and going to physical therapy, this is all part of your healing anyways. You should take the walk park in the regular space, get out of the way. There's somebody who needs it more.
Exactly.
Right, but the question is that if her doctor is saying that she shouldn't be doing that yet, you know, but she feels better, who do you really listen to, you know?
She's driving. I would say this is part of the healing process. When I had my knee done, I wasn't right running up and down the stairs for a year and a half, but I didn't have anybody carry me.
1-800, that's because nobody could carry you.
Now that's just hurtful.
330-9999. We want to hear from you. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Corps on Star 99.9. Last year, Lily was in an accident, and she was given a handicap sticker because of her injuries. But now it's been a year later, and her husband, Mark, says she shouldn't be using it anymore because she's healed. She says, yeah, but the doctor said I could still have it. I'm not 100% yet.
Listen to her language in the argument when she first had it. She said, I don't use the parking all that long. I park in the spot and run in and out of the store. If you're running in and out of the store, you can park like the rest of us.
Well, what do you think about it? Even though her doctor said that she still needed to be close by and not overexert herself. It's a Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. 1-800-330-9999. Steven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side because at the end of the day, the doctor's going to give you a permit for so long. But at the same time, if you're feeling better, I mean, nobody's actually always feeling better. You know, it's one of those things where life is life and you kind of go on. As long as you're not really impaired, I mean, I don't see a reason for you to use the permit.
Right. Give yourself an excuse to be lazy and you'll keep that excuse as long as you can, more often than not.
You guys are being tough. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Lauren, you're siding with the husband. Why is that?
Because my sister is disabled and she's in a wheelchair, and those spots are necessary for people like her who need the wheelchair ramp and need to be close to the store. She's being ridiculous.
Elaine, you're siding with her this morning. Why is that?
You know, I had an accident a few years ago, and I have a handicap sticker. Because if I walk too much, I'm in a lot of pain, and I can't do the next day what I need to do. You know, she knows her body, and if she's having a hard time walking or anything, just leave her alone. Let her park close. What's the big deal? She has a valid sticker.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, and we appreciate it. And Vinny, you're also siding with the husband this morning. Why is that?
Yes, I am. Well, I think it this way. If she's really in pain and she can use that sticker for the next year or so, or not in someone's pain, what they can do is this. When they go to the store together, what they can do is he can drop her off at right at the front of the store so she doesn't walk in the parking lot. Or in case of emergency, there's no spots available in the parking lot, then use the handicap.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mark, our audience agreed with you. Lily, if you truly feel like you are healed and you can walk and outside of parking in front of a mall, you know, there's no other reason for you to use the sticker, then maybe you should really think about leaving those spots open for people that need it more.
You know what? I guess I'll have to go along with that. You know, Mark's heard my side of the story. You know, maybe this will keep him from harping on me all the time if I just stop using it. Maybe it's a good thing.
I'm glad the majority agrees with me. Yeah.
I can totally understand where you're coming from. It'd almost be embarrassing to get out of the car without a true disability. And then what? You pull out and see somebody that's been waiting for that space that does? That can't be a good feel.
No, it's not. And I'm actually relieved to have to not have to go through this embarrassment anymore.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, you could always send us an email too. It's couplescore@star999.com.